This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Steve Inskeep is on assignment in Baghdad. I'm John Idsti. It is being called a day without immigrants. Legal and illegal migrants to the U.S. are holding rallies, boycotts, and school walkouts across the country today. The actions are aimed at influencing legislation in a way that would create a path to legal status. Some big businesses are shutting down. Purdue Farms will close about half its plants. So will Tyson's Food, the world's largest producer of meats. To get an early take on the day's events, we called two reporters. First, Ben Calhoun of Chicago Public Radio. Ben, tell us what you're seeing and hearing there today.
Well, I think the things that we're seeing now are the first few signs of widespread impact. I started my day at a park on the city's northwest side where day laborers usually gather to find work, where you might usually have 70 to 100 people. Instead, today you have half a dozen there at most. We've also talked to some school kids and some security guards who say they're starting to see the first signs that today's attendance will be very low because of people opting to, instead of go to school, go to the rally.
There's a large rally expected in Chicago later today. Tell us more about that.
Well, the rally here in Chicago is actually kind of a wishbone formation. There's one rally coming from the south, one rally coming from the north. They're going to meet up at a park on the city's near west side, and then they'll cut straight through downtown to the lakefront, where they'll continue on into the evening. Police are expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000.
There are some open disagreements within the immigrant community about whether people ought to participate in today's boycott. What are you hearing about that in Chicago?
I think in Chicago, it's been more of a question of kind of the marketing face to put on this action. It hasn't been a question of participation. The mindset has really been that this is a positive action of support rather than, you know, a boycott or something that could be taken negatively.
Thanks very much. That's Ben Calhoun of Chicago Public Radio.
Thank you.